Our theme tonight is It is a Multipolar World Now. The interview that I did tonight with the Saker from the Vineyard of the Saker really gets into that from starting with the point of view of Russia. But all the signs you can see all over the papers of the shift to a multipolar world. No more important one this week than Syngenta announced that it had accepted a bid from ChemChina for $43 billion for the Swede seed and pesticide group Syngenta. First of all, it's the largest Chinese acquisition to date, but it's a company that said no to Monsanto next year. And there is no more clear indication that the Anglo-American push for unipolar and G7 control of the seed and food supply is not going to happen, because now you have China owning one of the biggest companies in the world. If it goes through, it has to clear numerous regulatory hoops. So we'll see what happens. Syngenta is far from the only one. The Chinese companies are on an acquisition tear, and I think part of it is they want to spend the dollars while the U.S. dollar is so high. Another clear symptom that we are moving from a unipolar to a multipolar world, India surpassed U.S. as the number two smartphone. So now China's number one, India's number two. You've got lots more people online in China and India now than in the U.S. or the European Union. We're watching risk levels globally in the economy rise, and a lot of it is the shift from a unipolar to a multipolar world, because what that does is that dramatically increases the variability of the number of scenarios that could happen and the variability within it. So perfect example is the oil price dropping 80% in 2 years. Something like that is a lot less likely to happen in a unipolar world. There are a couple things going on. First of all, the world is choking on debt, as we talked a lot about in our Planet Debt first quarter wrap-up last year. Coming into the bailouts, the developed world was leveraged, but since then we've really levered up the emerging market, including China, and as a result, you now have the whole planet sort of choking on debt. The second is all sorts of economic warfare just keeps getting worse. I think the Ukraine and the creation of the Russian sanctions had a lot to do with sort of slowing and turning the global economy down. But third of all, there's enormous creative destruction coming from technology, not to be underestimated. I was looking for examples because it's something I want to talk with you a lot more about on the Soleri Report this year, because it's really the shift from global 2.0 to 3.0 is going to be accelerating. So 3.0 is coming up faster than a lot of people expected, and global 2.0 is collapsing faster than a lot of people expected. So this shift is really accelerating. One of the examples I found was in 2013, Skype had $2 billion of revenues. And a group of researchers estimated that represented losses from the telco companies of $37 trillion. I suspect if somebody did an analysis of the loss of the cable companies and then the smartphones picking up that revenue, you'd see the same kind of what's coming up is in GDP is much smaller than what's going down. And that, frankly, is just a matter of much more productivity. Long run healthy, as long as the people working in the 2.0 area can find a bridge across.